Get up, Flyer fans. It's the show just for you. Flyer Feedback, presented by Bud Light and live from Flanagan's Pub on Stewart Street off Brown. Flyer Feedback is brought to you by Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. Miller Valentine Group, your team for construction, development, brokerage, and property management in the Dayton region. And by Flyer Spirit. Stop on over to Flyer Spirit on Brown Street and show off your Flyer pride. Go UD. Call in with your comments or questions. 457-1290. Flyer Feedback on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Now here's your host, John Bedell.
Hey, Flyer fans, welcome into the best bar in town, Flanagan's Pub tonight. John Bedell, former Flyer Nate Green, and you here tonight as we try to get through together this 61-59 Dayton Flyer loss. Wish I had better news for you tonight, but Nate, the 26-game home win streak snapped. Dayton loses for the at home for the first time in a long time. They're now 4-1 at the Decibel Dungeon so far this year, and just a tough one to swallow, Nate. I mean, they didn't play well. As Larry was saying with Archie Miller just now in his postgame comments live from UD Arena, this is one of those games where it was easy to focus on the last few possessions with as dramatic as that game ended. But this first half, Nate, did this team in. It was not a good first half. Put it that way, and that they really got themselves into a hole offensively in the way they were playing defensively in stretches that they just couldn't dig themselves out of. And then Nate, when you miss 15 free throws,
when you just shoot 50% from the free throw line,
they shot 538 from the free throw line.
We have to be better than that. This is one of them games when you lose as a fan. You come to the bar and you have a couple because it's like, man.
Come to Flanagan's.
Exactly. Flanagan's is the place to be. But, you know, honestly, as a coach and as a former player, you kind of had to expect a game like this to happen.
Yep.
You know you didn't really want it to happen at home, but it did. Hopefully our players will learn from it. Take note from it. Understand that you got to come out and play hard every night and put the best foot forward because, you know, we're a Division I team and we're an elite team. Everybody's going to come out and give you their best. And if you don't have your best any given night, you can lose. And that's what happened tonight.
That's exactly what happened tonight. Flyers drop 59-61 to the Chattanooga Mocs. They're now 7-2 on this season. And, Nate, they did not play their best. And you mentioned, and that's what they get, a loss for that. You mentioned that the coaches kind of expect these kind of lulls once in a while. Archie said just that after the game. He told Larry, quote, "I was waiting for that lull to come around. It came tonight," close quote. They've been playing a schedule that has not allowed them, Nate, to play poorly and get away with it. They played poorly against Xavier a couple weeks ago. They got thumped. Yeah. They've been playing some really good teams so far. They've beaten a handful, I think, so far of some NCAA tournament teams to come in March. They had racked up 5 top 100 RPI wins before tonight. But, Nate, tonight it just wasn't to be. They didn't play well. Archie said, hit a lull, took the win out of the sails a little bit after that big road win at Vandy. And here we are, 61-59 loser.
Yeah, definitely. You know, hey, it's one of those times, you know, you got a lot going on just other than basketball. They got school, traveling, finals. So it's a lot for a young guy. You got to understand, these are still young men. They're not grown. So to adjust and to learn how to balance all of those things, it's tough at times. And coaches know that, and they expect a game like this. You know, we don't want them, but being realistic, we know it will happen at some point.
Tough loss. We're not going to overreact for this one, Flyer fans, but I'm not going to tell you not to be upset. This one stings.
We'll
get through it, and we'll be frustrated together. John Bedell, former Flyer, Nate Green with you here for Flyer Feedback. It continues live from Flanagan's Pub on the other side, right here on the home of the Flyers.
Dayton's only news and talk station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Depend on it.
News Radio, I'm Jane Metzler. Quarterbacks won the past 5 years. Just announced in New York City, Alabama running back Derrick Henry wins the Heisman Trophy.
We worked very closely with a number of key countries in this effort.
Secretary of State John Kerry in Paris, after nearly 200 countries adopted the first global agreement to combat climate change by restricting human-caused greenhouse gas emissions. In the Republican presidential race, Ted Cruz climbing in the polls, frontrunner Donald Trump somewhat critical.
I do like Ted Cruz, but not a lot of evangelicals come out of Cuba. in all fairness.
But so far, Ted Cruz is not taking the bait. He said yesterday on Twitter, quote, "The establishment's only hope, Trump and me in a cage match. Sorry to disappoint. Trump is terrific. Deal with it," end quote.
Fox's Kristen Fisher. Fox News, we report, you decide.
AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO, the home of Fox News. We report, you decide.
You are the wonder in the most wonderful time of the year. You make the holidays happen. And we're here to help with big holiday savings and big holiday ideas. So you and those people you love don't miss one merry thing. The big holiday papers are coming. The Dayton Daily News. Subscribe today. Call 888-397-NEWS.
Business owners, is your current building meeting your needs? For over 50 years, Miller Valentine Group has been the trusted team for companies looking to relocate, renovate, or expand in the Dayton region. With experience in construction, development, sales, leasing, and property management, Miller Valentine Group has the expertise to assist with any stage of your project. Experience the difference of working with a team focused on making your vision a reality. Contact Miller Valentine Group today at mvg.com.
This year, make her glow with happiness with a gift card to the Woodhouse Day Spa at the Greentown Center. Receive a $20 bonus card with your gift card purchase of $100 or more. Instant printable gift cards are available at WoodhouseDayton.com.
Do you know the Goodwill Four C's? You know Goodwill takes your clothes. You probably know we'll take your cars. But did you know that Goodwill takes computers and even cash contributions? The Four C's work together with Goodwill to support local people with disabilities gain independence and employment. Log on to GESMV.org. That stands for Goodwill Easter Seals Miami Valley. And learn more about supporting your community with the Four C's: clothes, cars, computers, and cash contributions.
This old soldier has served well. He's been through a lot, but still knows how to get the job done. There's no substitute for experience and character. It's the driving force behind this great country of ours. Donating this baby to Goodwill will help veterans find the work they need, and I can salute that.
When you donate your vehicle to the Goodwill Auto Auction, the funds generated stay in your community to help local veterans find work. Help us change I can't to I can. Call 228-AUTO and donate your vehicle today.
Hi, Greg McAfee here. It's our priority at McAfee to be the company that you can count on. Let's hear from some of our leadership team.
You can count on me to listen to your needs and ensure you get the right service in a timely manner.
You can count on me to make sure you get a competitive price, because no one should sacrifice to achieve comfort in their home.
You can count on me to do the job right the first time with McAfee high-quality systems to provide the comfort you deserve.
You can count on my company because you can count on me. Call us today at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us at mcair.com.
Shovel driveways are famous for envious neighbors, and at Lee's, we're famous for chicken. Warm up with a hot deal at Lee's Famous Recipe Chicken with our famous chicken pot pie for only $3.99. Stop in for the homestyle warmth of Lee's chicken pot pie, stuffed with savory chicken, carrots, peas, and potatoes, all in our creamy sauce. It's just what you need to celebrate the holidays the Lee's way. Get comfort food at a comfortable price with our famous chicken pot pie for only $3.99. Only at Lee's, famous for chicken.
For good news in Dayton, this is Brian West from Park & Go Airport Parking. Dayton International Airport is an important asset for our region, and Airport Director Terry Slaybaugh has big plans to complete over $38 million in upgrades. A hangar is under construction for PSA Airlines, and passengers will benefit from a variety of other projects, including new air conditioning and plumbing improvements, remodeling of the front of the airport with a glass wall to let in more natural light, a new canopy over the entry, new shelters for valet and courtesy shuttle customers, and a variety of paving replacement around the campus. I really like our airport, and this is how you make a great little airport even better. I applaud Director Terry Slaybaugh's efforts to make sure the Dayton International Airport continues to live up to its motto, which is easy to and through. Keep up the good work, and that'll be good news for Dayton.
Good news in Dayton is brought to you by Grunder Landscaping Company, Park & Go Airport Parking, and West Banco Bank. For more information, visit goodnewsindayton.com.
Mostly cloudy tonight, breezy and mild with lows to about 57 degrees. for your day tomorrow. Partly sunny. We'll see highs approaching 70 for the afternoon. Eventually, a cold front works in Sunday night. It will bring us rain at times, especially late Sunday night into the start of Monday. I'm meteorologist McCall Vrydax on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
You're listening to Flyer Feedback on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Call with your questions and comments now. 457-1290. Flyer Feedback on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Flyer fans, welcome back into the best bar in town, Flanagan's Pub. John Bedell, former Flyer Nate Green, and you tonight as we commiserate and get over this 61-59 Dayton Flyers loss to the Chattanooga Mocs tonight at the arena. The 26-home game win streak snapped. If you can believe it, these teams have actually played now 11 times. The last time they played was in 1978, though, with the Flyers taking that one. So the Mocs now lead the all-time series between these two teams, or Dayton does, 8-3, with the Mocs getting off the schneid in this series tonight.
It's a tough one.
Nate, it takes the wind out of the sails a little bit after a big week. You had a big win on Wednesday on the road, the only road game the Flyers have in their non-conference slate against a top 25 Vanderbilt team. You beat them 76-72 in Nashville, and you come home and you have a letdown. Archie Miller said in his post-game comments just now, I saw a tweet from David Jablonski, our friend from the Dayton Daily News, who covers the Flyers beat for us. Archie said, look, we're not as good as we were Wednesday night, not as bad as we were tonight, somewhere in the middle. But Nate, this one certainly leaves a really bad taste in your mouth because you can't help but walk away from this game, I feel like, feeling like the Flyers, this is one they should have had.
Yeah, definitely. We should have had it. But I'd rather have this loss now than later on during the season in March. It's a learning experience for the guys. Got to understand something. There's only four guys on that team that really made an impact last year that is playing this year.
Yeah.
We got a lot of young guys in there that are playing. We got to understand these guys have talent, but they're still young. You know, they've never been in the type of game that they've played the last 3 weeks. So all this is new. It's a learning experience from them. Hopefully they learn from this game and understand what it takes every night, and you got to put your best foot forward because the other team is going to play hard, and if you don't play hard, you could lose. You know, you got to hit free throws too, though. No matter how things go, if you have the opportunity to win the game, you got to take advantage of it, and we didn't do it.
Yeah, the core of this team, Nate, as we've talked about for years now, has really become this junior class. Scooch, Kyle Davis, Kendall Pollard. You got Daryl Davis also made some contributions. Cook's a veteran, but he's a new guy to the program. This is a young team going through some growing pains, and this is going to be part of it. Look, it's a long season. It's a season that starts before Thanksgiving. You want to be playing your best ball around St. Patrick's Day. Marathon. We haven't even gotten into conference season yet. But as this young team continues to grow, another key, we've been talking about this for weeks here on this show. Remember, you heard it here first. But now, officially, Archie came out Thursday night and said Deshaun Pierre is coming back to this team December 20th. Less than 12 hours later, we found out his legal battle for now is over. The judge denied in U.S. District Court, federal court here in Dayton, his bid for an early reinstatement. He denied the request of Pierre and his attorney, Peter Ginsburg, for the injunction they were seeking. So the legal battle for now is over. His suspension is up December 20th. They're going to get a veteran back into the mix. Now, Archie did say when he meets with Deshaun on the 20th with him and his parents, they're going to make the decision about whether he comes back. Does he possibly redshirt? But let's say if he does play, Nate, which I think is what a lot of people expect, what's that going to do to throw another veteran in the mix like that and one of your best players?
It's going to be huge. You know, he's one of the better players on the team, but he is the leader of the team. You know, he's a verbal leader. He's a leader by actions, and that's what they need in the locker room. A lot of people don't understand what goes on in the locker room. And you always need that guy that is going to put everybody in place and make sure that they're not stepping too far out of bounds. And he's that guy that can do it. You know, like I said, he's a vocal leader, but he also leads by example.
457-1290 is the number of Flyer fans. Remember, you can jump on the phones with us, or if you are here at Flanagan's, you can take advantage of the Bud Light mic. So before we go to the phones, we go to the Bud Light mic to Leslie from Ideal Travel.
John, Nate, really hard to lose a game here at home. But honestly, the fact that you highlighted the fact that we are 1-0 in true road games at this point. And our next road game is actually at Duquesne the 2nd of January. And we do have a road trip to follow our Flyers there. We also are building a posse to go to the Atlantic 10 tournament in March, and not released with details at this point, but for those fans who are on my email list, we will be releasing a trip to George Mason that will be the first weekend in February. So, you know, it's important that you stay in touch with your Flyers. Even if you're a little down about this loss, we have opportunities to follow them and support them in the road season. And I encourage fans that if you're not on our email list, send me a little email at FlyerFans. That's FlyerFans, plural, at sbcglobal.net to be able to figure out what your next opportunity is to follow them on the road. It's tough to swallow a home loss like this. It really is for all of the fans here. But we love our Flyers. We hope the best for them. We'll be supporting them next Saturday in their home game. Go Flyers.
All right, thank you, Leslie. 457-1290 is the number of Flyers fans. You can jump on and give us your take on this game. And go to the phone lines for the first time tonight to talk to Sean from Tampa, Florida. And Sean, it says you want to talk about, I think, what's on a lot of our minds, and that's letdown games.
Hey, yeah. Well, first off, nice to see have a number five like Nate, you know, remember Nate Green back in the years. Now we got big old Big Steve. Five.
Steve played pretty well today. You know, it wasn't his best game, but he still played pretty well.
And but first off, if you go back to 2011, and it's going to be kind of a little bit bitter for Flyer fans here recent, go to Orlando, we beat a big Minnesota team with Tubby Smith coaching, and then we come back and get blowed out by Buffalo.
Oh, the Buffalo game. Back, oh, boy.
Remember that? Yeah. So,
unfortunately,
you know, Wednesday,
yes.
Yeah, so Wednesday, I sat here in Tampa, Florida, and watched Vanderbilt and bit my fingernails, and we pulled it out. And tonight, the same thing. We didn't do it. But my question is, even without Deshaun here, and you watch KP, Kendall Pollard, drive the lane, why can't Scooch, why can't Cook, why can't even Kyle Davis drive the lane? Like, because Kendall Pollard was unstoppable tonight. Like, he literally could drive where he wanted. He could do what he wanted with the ball. But why couldn't our guard?
Sean, I think that's something a lot of people are wondering because, unfortunately, you know, Nate, what Pollard was doing wasn't contagious tonight.
No, it wasn't.
Right,
I wish it would have been. You know, it's not that we can't do it. We just didn't do it tonight. Don't worry. I'm pretty sure after watching film, you're going to see Scoochie and them definitely attack the basket a lot more. You know, you got to take note with Pollard. Pollard played a good game. He was real aggressive, you know. We just needed him to hit some free throws for us when it counted. But he'll get his chance again, and he'll redeem himself for sure. He still had a great game. I think he still might have had like 20.
Pollard did have 20.
Yeah, so, yep. You know, it happens sometimes. But we'll redeem ourselves.
Yeah,
oh,
I mean,
and by the way, that Vanderbilt game, it was great. I didn't get to go, but I definitely watched it, and our fans were great. I heard you guys over everybody in the whole stadium. So that was great support.
Now, I will say, I wouldn't equate the Vanderbilt team we beat Wednesday to the Minnesota team we beat in 2011. But
yeah, that's
I do agree,
but
Sean.
The fans
it does take the wind out of the sails. I do agree there.
All righty. Enjoy your evening.
All right, thanks. Yeah, you too, Sean. Thank you for the call here on Flyer Feedback. And, yeah, you know, Nate, that was frustrating. I mean, there was a handful of times I remember tonight seeing Scooch and Kyle Davis drive to the bucket. But really, offensively, nobody really else caught on besides Pollard. I mean, Kyle Davis finished in double digits. He had 10. But you look at the box score. At one point in the second half, just without looking at the Jumbotron, I thought to myself in the stands at the game with my wife tonight, thinking, who is even leading this team? Like, who's scoring all the points? Because at one point, just before Pollard had subbed in, he was on the scores table coming in between two free throws. And all the guys up on the scoreboard had single digit. And I'm thinking to myself, who in the heck is even leading this team offensively?
Yeah,
that was
point,
Pollard.
Yeah, at one point I looked at it, I think everybody on the board had like 4 or 6 points. You know, we are a balanced team, and we're not going to be a team that's going to score 80 points a game. We're going to probably be around that 70-75 range. But we need that. We play defense, we win games, and we hit free throws, we win games.
Yeah, to look down the box score, Pollard led the team with 20, and all scorers, in fact, with 20. McIlvain had 6. Davis, the only other guy in double figures, with 10. Cook had himself an off night, 7 points. Scucci finished with 9, Daryl Davis 3, and Sam Miller and John Crosby each with 2. Zerius Williams did not score in tonight's game. You know, just one of those games, Nate, it's frustrating, but you're going to have them in a season where you play 30-plus games.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Just, an offensive clunker for the Flyers tonight.
I definitely want, I hope Cook watches some film and understand that he can attack the basket at any time. And just like Pollard got to the basket at will, Cook is one of those guys that can do it too. He was relying on his mid-range jumper that wasn't falling for him tonight, but he'll get it back together.
Back to the Bud Light Mike, Jeff from Dayton.
Hey, guys. Nate, we're not too far apart in age. And growing up, I'm a young guy over here. Growing up, I remember, you know, the UNLV teams with Larry Johnson and Stacey Augman. And Stacey Augman, he was called at the time the best finisher in college basketball. And we've got a guy on this team in Kyle Davis where if you throw the ball ahead of him on the break, he
something good can happen.
He gets the ball in the basket or gets like what is the impact of a guy that can finish? Not necessarily, maybe he scores, maybe he doesn't, but that guy that you know when you throw it ahead to him, something positive is going to happen for a team.
Oh, yeah, and definitely with our team, we need that. We need to attack the basket because, you know, our identity is we like to hit threes. The last couple games, our three hasn't been falling for us, but we've been attacking the basket, and eventually our threes will fall for us. But when we attack the basket, that means that guys are going to start playing off of us, and they're going to get better open looks at the three. So they just got to continue to do that.
And along those same lines, you get a Kendall Pollard where tonight particularly, when he moved towards the rim, he knew that if he got a step, he was going to get fouled. You know, he struggled, say, for the first 5 or 6 games. But now he's kind of fallen into that, okay, forget it, I'm going to the rim, please stop me.
Yeah.
Or as anyone that's, you know, rational will get out of his way because I wouldn't take a charge from him.
Yeah, and I'm definitely sure the scouting report says take a charge on him, but ain't too many people out there going to do that. And if they do take it, that'll be the last one they take. So continue to attack the basket.
Thanks, Nate.
457-1290 is the number, Flyers fans, or you can get at us on our Facebook page at Flyer Nation, or take advantage of the Bud Light mic here at Flanagan's. Or get at us on the Twitter, as the kids say these days. Bunch of different ways to get a hold of us. And back to the Bud Light. Mike, what's your name? Where are you from?
How do you think we can get Steve McElvain more involved?
That will come as time. You know, right now, he can play both ends of the floor, offensively and defensively, but his more impact is on the defensive end, changing shots for us. When our guys get beat off the dribble, for him to be there to help them out. But as the season goes on, he will definitely be a threat inside because he can finish around the basket and he has good hands. We just keep moving the ball and he'll get his. I'm pretty sure if he keeps working, he's going to do all right.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.
Nate, this is a game, too, where, you know, Archie had said, hey, look, no one's more upset about this than me. They just have been playing a schedule that has not allowed them to play poorly. They did tonight, and here we are with a 59-16-1 loss.
And honestly, the games that we have there, we can't play poorly on none of them because if we do, we'll be sitting in a situation like this. We just got to come to play every game.
Flyers did not tonight. We'll get to you after the break. I got music in my ear. We got to go. John Bedell, former Flyer, Nate Green here with you for Flyer Feedback. UD a loser tonight, 61-59 to the Chattanooga Mocs. We'll be right back here live from Flanagan's with a home stretch of Flyer Feedback after this break, right here on the home of the Flyers.
This is Flyer Feedback on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Next Radio presents Live FM Radio versus Buffering.
Oh, this will be awesome. Come on, you big stud.
Wait, how are you getting that?
This is live with my Next Radio app I downloaded today.
No, really, stop. I'm not there yet. I'm still hearing the announcers babbling on about the track conditions.
Go, 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 go!
It's Farrow across the line, and Farrow wins the crown!
All right! Winner, winner, time for dinner! Woohoo!
Yay!
Don't let live pass you by. Get the Next Radio app now. It's your favorite local FM stations over the air. No stream required. And when the data network goes down, you can still listen, no problem. Don't miss your favorite sporting events, music, news, whatever. Live as it happens.
Cross the line and Pharaoh wins the crown!
Yeah, great.
Skip the buffer. Skip buffering and get the free Next Radio app today.
Next Radio.
Oh, hi. Right now, I'm getting a remarkably heartfelt bear hug from Smokey Bear. Thanks, big guy. Now, if you could let me down. See, I made sure there were no low-hanging branches when I set up my campfire. And before we left, I drowned out my campfire, stirred it, drowned it out again, then made sure it was cold. Visit SmokeyBear.com to learn tips to prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
The WHIO Storm Center, staffed with the most powerful weather team in Dayton.
Cars stuck all over the Miami Valley.
Our Storm Center 7 team is on duty 24/7.
Snow, sleet, and freezing rain.
We will interrupt programming with severe weather warnings at least every 15 minutes and continuous coverage where warranted.
Just a mess right now.
AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO is Dayton's 24-hour
news, weather, and traffic
on WHIO.com and the WHIO app.
Are you covered? Take time to explore your health insurance options today. Trained counselors are working in every county in the state, providing Ohioans with free information and assistance with signing up for health insurance and Medicaid. Our trusted, certified counselors will work with you to personalize a plan that meets your needs and fits your budget. Plus, we'll help you understand insurance discounts that are available. At no cost to you, we can answer questions, point you in the right direction, or sit down with you and go through the process step by step. Whether you're signing up for health insurance for the first time or renewing your current policy, we're here to provide free help. Find out more at areyoucoveredohio.org or by calling us at 1-800-648-1176. That's 1-800-648-1176. Sponsored by the Ohio Association of Food Banks, funding number CANAV 15001, and aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and the station.
Mostly cloudy tonight, breezy and mild with lows to about 57 degrees. For your day tomorrow, partly sunny. We'll see highs approaching 70 for the afternoon. Eventually, a cold front works in Sunday night. It will bring us rain at times, especially late Sunday night into the start of Monday. I'm meteorologist McCall Vrydax on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
You're listening to Flyer Feedback on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Call with your questions and comments now. 457-1290. Flyer Feedback on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Hey, Flyer fans, welcome back into Flanagan's Pub here in on Stewart Street in Dayton. John Bedell, former Flyer Nate Green with you here tonight as we try to commiserate and get through this 61-59 Dayton Flyers loss to the Chattanooga Mocs tonight. Nate, this is one that stings. We're going to be upset about it tonight. But the good news is the Flyers have a week to get this bad taste out of their mouth, get over it, stew in it a little bit, and get back at it next week at home, a week from tonight, against Furman to not let the Mocs beat you twice.
Yeah, definitely. Like I said before, it's a tough one for us, but I'm glad it happened now and later. It'll be a learning experience for us, especially for the young guys. Our veterans will definitely be in the locker room, being very vocal and encouraging our guys to keep their head up and just to come out and practice all week and come out and play hard.
Back to the Bud Light, Mike. What's your name? Where are you from?
Mike DiBucci from Pittsburgh, PA.
Mike from Pittsburgh.
What's yeah, how we doing tonight, guys?
All right.
I've been better.
Cool, cool. Hey, I was curious as to what you guys had to think here. Near the end of the game, there's about 17 seconds left, and it was about a second and a half differential between the shot clock and the game clock, and the Flyers, I thought, would foul, put them to the line, make them shoot a one-on-one, and then have more time on the clock to do something offensively. And then also, after the foul, they went to the line. Flyers had the ball with about 5 seconds left. They ended the game with three timeouts in their pocket. I'm surprised that RG did not call a timeout to talk about some things, try to set up a play to tie the game before overtime.
Well, when you got a veteran like Scoochie Smith with the ball in his hands, as a coach, he's the leader on the floor, and you let him do his thing. tonight it just didn't work out for him, but I promise you down the road he'll be in this situation again, and then we'll all be standing up clapping because he completed the play.
Now, what about the second and a half differential between the game clock and the shot clock not fouling? Is that something that just kind of falls on just decision time, or what?
Yeah, well, you got to look at it like this. We wasn't hitting no free throws tonight, and they were, so we really didn't want to do that because when we do that, it's going to be a free throw battle, and tonight it just wasn't our night.
Sure, yeah. All right, well, thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you. Back to the phones. Nate from Xenia, what's on your mind, Nate?
Oh, I'm in Xenia, too?
Nate's everywhere. Nate and Xenia on the phones. Go.
Talk to me.
Going once, going twice, back to Nate and John here in Dayton. Back to the Bud Light Mike now. The friend of show, Tom from Kettering.
I knew it might be a marginal night when I looked over there at the guy singing the national anthem. He looked just like John Bedell.
I got that more than once tonight. I'm sorry that I...
You just took off your white shirt and your tie. That was it.
I'm sorry.
That was it. That's some hidden talent there.
I'm sorry the doppelganger put such a damper on the night.
You know, they played hard. It's a deal. They've got a couple days coming back from a big win.
Yeah.
They probably were thinking a little bit too much of themselves. You got to get more out of Daryl Davis than we're getting. And I don't know what the deal is quite there, but you got to get somebody to hit threes, you know, that to open those lanes up so the guards can drive. You know, Pollard is driving because he's as strong as those guys in there are. You know,
yeah.
Our guards are not size-wise. That whole team was overall taller than us, other than Big Steve. And they would swat. They were waiting. Someone said the guard should drive. The guard, same thing that happened to Scucci at the end. The ball just got blocked away. And so, you know, that's going to happen. But, you know, it's a long year. Archie will have him back. And this will give him 6 days of Archie screaming at him.
You know, I don't mean to oversimplify it, Tom, but I just honestly, with the three ball, I kept waiting for Scooch or Cook to wake up and make it happen. But I don't mean to oversimplify it, but I think it was just an off night.
Yeah.
But I agree. They just had nobody going from three tonight.
It was off night. And don't count Daryl Davis out either, because if you didn't remember, last year he had a little slump in the beginning and he struggled. But then he picked things up during the middle of the season when we needed him to, and he'll do the same thing this year. Players go through this, you know, but the great ones, they keep fighting and they keep working, and then they become what they need to be.
Yeah, I agree. They'll be fine. Steve McElwain is right now 10 times better than I thought we could expect.
Yep.
He's a horse. So,
oh, yeah.
Yep.
And just think about it. He's a freshman.
Oh, I know.
So we got some more years with him, and he ain't going to do nothing but get better. You know, right now, he can score down low, but that's not his go-to thing. Eventually, as time go on, he will be one of our go-to guys on offensive end.
It's funny. Our young guys go for the up fakes. You know, they go for the up fakes, and the guy, their guarding, runs around him when they do that. But that's just from being young. So,
well,
thanks, guys.
That's all of our time tonight, Flyer fans. Unfortunately, Flyers a loser tonight, 61-59 to the Chattanooga Mocs, the 26th home game win streak history. But the good news is we got a chance to start a new one a week from tonight. Thanks to our producer, Mackenzie, for getting us on the air tonight. One more time, Dayton a loser, 61-59. Our next game is a week from tonight, the 19th, 7 o'clock tip against Furman. We'll be on the air with the expanded Bud Light pregame show at 6. We will see you on the radio a week from tonight, Flyer fans. Until then, for my partner, Nate Green, tonight, I'm John Bedell saying thanks for listening, everybody.